السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. Today is the birth anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, and I congratulate you and all the believers. And I hope that inshallah Allah would bless us today by increasing our love for himself and for his true servants, especially Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Before we continue our discussion about brotherhood and friendship, I would like to share with you a few hadiths about the character of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, so that it would bless our discussion today. There are, alhamdulillah, many books, papers about Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, and those who are interested, they can find it in English, in Arabic, in Farsi, in Urdu, alhamdulillah, in different languages, although still we need to work more in this area. I only can mention two, three points. One of the things that we find about the character of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was his nobleness. He was a very noble person, a very honorable person. He was very generous, very much forgiving, and very easy to deal with. Mu'mineen are those who are very easy to deal with them. Another thing that we find, and inshallah these things will explain, is his amount of devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not a person who would have ordinary connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was so much devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every day he was spending hours on ibadah in its specific sense, in addition to all his day and night be ibadah in a general sense. There is a story that a person called Abi Sa'id, he says Muawiyah one day asked a person from Medina who was originally from Quraysh. Quraysh normally were in Mecca, but some of them had migrated to Medina. So Muawiyah told this man, "Akhbirni an al-Hasan ibn Ali." Tell me about Hassan, the son of Amir al-Mu'min, the son of Ali. So this man, that it seems he was not a Shia, because he says, "Ya Amir al-Mu'minin." He says to Muawiyah, "Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, O commander of the faithful." So it seems that he was either a follower of Muawiyah or someone had some kind of respect for Muawiyah. "Idha salla al-ghadat jalasa fi musallah hatta tatlu' ash-shams." He says Hassan ibn Ali is the man that when he says his Fajr prayer, he doesn't rush to go home. He stays in his musalla, in the masjid, to do ibadah. Hatta tatlu ash-shams, till sun rises. You know, the time between Fajr and sunrise we call, you know, Bayna Tulu'ain. It's a very blessed time. It's a heavenly time. Thumma yusanidu dhahra. After doing his ibadah till sun rises, he would sit somewhere in the mosque, putting maybe a pillow or something behind his back so that he can have a little rest. And then فَلَا يَبْقَى فِي مَسْجِدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ رَجُلٌ لَهُ شَرَفٌ إِلَّا أَتَاهُ. Every person who is honorable, respected in Masjid al-Nabi goes to see the grandson of the Prophet. So he spends some time meeting, talking to the believers in Medina. فَيَتَحَدَّسُونَ Hatta idartafa'a an-nahar, till sun comes higher. For example, say 8 o'clock, for example, 7 o'clock, depends of course on the season. Nowadays maybe 6 o'clock. So after sunrise till sun comes higher and can be easily seen in the sky, he would meet people, talk to people, helps them with their affairs, gives them guidance. Then thumma yansarifu, sorry, hatta idha irtafa an-nahar salla rak'atayn thumma nahadha. Then he says 2 rak'ah prayer and moves, goes outside mosque. But this is important. Before he goes home, فَيَأْتِي أُمَّهَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, he goes and visits all the wives of the Prophet who are in Medina, who are alive. He goes and visits the wives of the Prophet, shows respect to them. فَرُبَمَا أَتْحَفَهُنَّ, sometimes gives them some gifts. ثُمَّ يَنْصَرِفُ إِلَىٰ مَنْزَلِهِ, then he goes to his house. So this is the way a friend of Muawiyah from Medina describes Imam Hassan to Muawiyah. His ibadah, his help for people, his respect for the wives of the Prophet, and then starting his own day of life at home after finishing all these things. Then Muawiyah said, Ma nahnu ma'ahu fi shay, we are not like him in anything. I cannot compare myself to him in anything. The day he starts his day, the day I start my day, the day he treats people is totally different from the way that I do these things. There is another hadith about Imam Hassan alayhi salam and his respect for people, his forgiveness. For example, it is said that a person who was unfortunately hating Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he went to Medina, and when he arrived in Medina, he fell short of provision. He didn't have provision, he didn't have food, money. He was a person from another place, perhaps from Sham. So he didn't have any friend, anyone to support him. He complained to some of the people of Medina. They told him, there is one person that you can go and ask him for help. Imagine, now this person is a person who hates Imam Ali. But now the situation is that he needs help, and they tell him that it is son of Ali who can help you. فَقَالَ لَهُ الرَّجُلُ, then the man replied, مَا لَقِيتُ هَذَا إِلَّا فِي حَسَنٍ وَأَبِي حَسَنٍ. He said, all my problems come from this man and his father. How can I go and ask them for help? Then they told him, no, you cannot find any help except from him. لا تجد خيرا إلا منه. There is no one in this town to help you except him. فأتاه. Then he had no choice. He went to Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and Imam alayhi salam amara lahu bizadin wa rahilatin. Not only Imam said give him some provision, but also said give him something that can, like for example, a camel, a horse, so that he can use going back to his home. And then this man said, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah knows where to put his mission. This ayah is about the prophets, but also about the imams and anyone who is given a divine position. It's only to Allah to decide. He knows who is the most qualified person to give him this mission. So the household of the prophet are those that in the knowledge of Allah have this quality of being chosen as the place to which revelation came and the mission of Allah came. So imagine how great must be the soul, the spirit of Imam alayhi salam, that he doesn't say, you are not my friend, you are not my lover, you are not my follower, I don't care about you. Or say, if you were not my lover, but you were just a stranger, was okay, but you are a person who hates me and my father, so I cannot help you. No, this is not the manner of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. When a person goes to him for help, then he helps without hesitation. Because this is the generosity, this is the nobleness of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, that they resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only in his rahimiyyah, but also in his rahmaniyyah. In the same way that Allah is kind to believers, but he has some level of rahmah for everyone, Ahlul Bayt and Mu'mineen are also supposed to be kind to everyone. Of course, with the believers you can be more, but there is no person that would be left out from the mercy and love and generosity of Rahman. I hope that inshallah we can get lesson from Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and we also become that devotee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Imam was, but at the same time helping and serving the people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Continuing our discussion about friendship, about brotherhood and friendship, I want to mention some of the qualities that if people have, then we should choose them as our brothers, as our friends, people that we are recommended to befriend. And in other nights, inshallah, we will talk about the people that we should avoid. So first, people that we should try to become brothers and sisters with them, establish friendship with them. As you remember, we said that this needs, of course, examination. You cannot draw a lot and say, okay, according to the lot, this is good or this is bad. You have to examine people. Some of the things that we have about this examination and then the qualities, I mention, inshallah, tonight. There is a hadith which says, اختبروا إخوانكم بخصلتين. Examine your brothers with respect to two qualities. These two qualities are very important. فَإِنْ كَانَتَا فِيهِمْ وَإِلَّا فَعْزُبْ سُمَّعْزُبْ. If they have these two qualities, be friends and keep your relation with them. But if you see they don't have these two qualities, try to get far from them, try to avoid them. One, muhafaza ala salat fi mawaqitaha. See, is he careful about saying his prayer in its proper time? Does he say salat on time? The question is not whether he says prayer or not. Even if he says salat, but late, he doesn't bother about salat. Whenever he has nothing to do, then he would say salat. This is the last thing in his agenda. This is not enough. A brother or sister that you choose should be committed to saying salat on time. Saying salat on time is very important. And you must have heard this very well-known report that the late Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Qadhi Tabatabai, who was a spiritual teacher of Allama Tabatabai and Ayatollah Bahjat, many ulama have narrated this from him. He used to say, if someone says his prayer on time and he doesn't reach in nearness to Allah, in a spiritual position, what he wants, he can curse me. I repeat. He said, if someone says his salat on time, awwalul waqt, and he doesn't achieve what he wants in nearness to Allah, he can curse me. This is Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Qadhi Tabatabai. So it's very important to say our salat on time. So the first quality in a brother and sister that you can trust and be close is muhafaza ala salat fi mawaqitaha. And the second, والبر بالإخوان في العسر واليسر. How kind he or she is with his brothers or her sisters in the time of difficulties and ease. Is he helping, supporting his brothers, his friends, or no? If you see he's a person who doesn't care about his friends and brothers, don't think that you would be an exception. He would treat you the same. If he doesn't have any concern for other people, why you think you are special? Sometimes, you know, people, unfortunately, they don't take lessons from the history of people. Sometimes you see a man has had, you know, annoyed and divorced several women. Why you are now going to marry this man? You think it would be exception? If he has this history of mistreating women, you would not be different. If there is a person who has mistreated his partners in business several times, you think you are very clever? He would do the same with you. The same is with friendship. If this person has been kind with his friends in the past, has been honest with them, has been sympathetic, you can also expect to treat you the same. So, those who have these qualities of commitment to saying their prayer on time, with etiquettes, with manners, and have been kind with their friends in the times of difficulty and ease, we are recommended to choose them as our brothers and sisters, as our friends, and spend our time with them, share our resources with them. I have chosen a hadith from Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam because of today, about again friendship. This is in Tuhaful Uqul, and it is said that Imam said to one of his children, This is advice of Imam to his child. Ya bunayya, oh my dear son, la tu'akhi ahadan, don't choose anyone as your brother, hatta ta'rifa mawaridahu wa masadirah. This is very beautiful expression. Don't choose him as your brother or sister unless you know his sources, his origins. What is his background? Does he have a clear background, or his history is unknown? Where does he earn his money, and how he make his earning? Is it from halal or not? Who are his friends? Who are in his close circle? What is his philosophy of life? You have to know these things. You cannot say, this person has been good with me in office or university, I don't know, college, so he can become my very close friend, my brother, my sister. As we said yesterday, yes, you have ikhwanul mukashara, that is different. Just to smile and spend, you know, some time together. But to choose as a close, intimate friend, as a brother or sister, you should know mawaridahu wa masadira, his sources, his origin, his background. Then Imam said, if you come to the conclusion that he is a good person and he has good way of treating people, then you can choose him as your brother, and when you become brother, you should forgive his mistakes. If someone, you know that he's a good person, then don't take mistakes seriously. We are all human beings. Sometimes we make things which are not right, but not without, you know, not with the intention. It happens. This is athra. Means something, some lapses, something that happens, and the same person, if later you tell him you did this, he said, no, I didn't do this. Or if he says, really, I am sorry. So it means that he didn't have the intention. We should ignore these type of mistakes when our brothers or sisters, our husband, wife, family members, friends, when they do such mistakes, we should ignore and forgive. So Imam Hassan said, when you establish that he's a good person and he can be chosen as a brother, فَآخِهِ عَلَىٰ إِقَالَةِ الْأَثْرَبِ. Akhi means mu'akhat, establish brotherhood, and one requirement of this brotherhood is to forgive, to ignore his mistakes. Wal muwasat fil usra, and another requirement of this brotherhood is to share with him when he is in difficulty, when he has some problem, financial problem, other problems, share with him what you have. Another hadith about the brothers that we are recommended to choose is actually giving a plan and a structure also for the life. It says that you should divide your time into four compartments, four parts. This is hadith from Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. Ijtahidu fi an yakuna zamanukum arba'a sa'at. Try to divide your time into four parts. Sa'a in Arabic doesn't necessarily mean 60 minutes. Doesn't mean hour. This is a new expression. Sa means a portion of time. So divide your time into four parts. These don't need to be equal, but you should have some time for each of them. During your day, each of these things need attention. Sa'atan limunajat Allah. Part of your time should be spent with whispering to Allah, praying to Allah, ibadah. This is very important. Don't say, I make my halal money, so it is ibadah. I visit my parents, this is ibadah. Yes, this is ibadah, but a specific ibadah. These things would not replace the time that in private, or I don't know, in jama'ah, you say salat, you pray to Allah, you ask forgiveness. That is part of the daily plan of mu'min. Sa'atan la'amr al-ma'ash. Part of your time also should be for your occupation, to earn halal money. As I said, this doesn't mean these have to be equal. Maybe sometimes you need to spend more hours on work and you have less hours for ibadah, but at least one part is for ibadah, one part is for rizq. It's not good for a mu'min to sit indifferent. It's not good for a mu'min to be waiting for help of people or for receiving benefit from government. A mu'min works hard to earn halal money, and then he tries to help other people, tries to help other community. So earning halal is ibadah. Ma'ash. وَسَاعَةً لِمُعَاشَرَةِ الْإِخْوَانِ. Another part of the day must be for meeting your brothers and sisters, phoning them, visiting them. If they are, God forbid, in hospital, go and visit them. Sometimes you visit them in the house, sometimes you invite them. At least give a phone call. Sometimes few of you get together. So, mu'asharat al-ikhwan is very important. Then, Imam Kazim alayhi salam says, some qualities of these ikhwan, these brothers, that on a daily basis we should be meeting them or at least being connecting to them. Al-ikhwan wa-thiqat. الذين يعرفونكم عيوبكم ويخلصون لكم في الباطن. Part of your time should be spent with the brothers who are trustworthy, reliable. And these are the people that tell you about your faults, about your deficiencies. A good friend is not the one who says you are 100% perfect. A good friend is that when I need encouragement, he encourages me. But when I do also something wrong, he corrects me. So a reliable brother that tells you your problems, your faults, وَيُخْلِصُونَ لَكُمْ فِي الْبَاطِنِ. And not only in your face, in your absence, he is your friend. There are people that they are your friends only when you are there. When you are absent, they don't bother about you. If someone attacks you, he says nothing. Because there is no love in their heart. Everything is just on the surface. So, part of your time should be spent with such brothers who are reliable, who tell you your faults, and who in reality, in their heart, they have love for you. Not just they say something and they do something else. And the fourth part, وَسَاعَةً تَخْلُونَ فِيهَا لِلَّذَّاتِكُمْ فِي غَيْرَ مُحَرَّمٍ. Part of your day is also for pleasure and doing things just to enjoy yourself. No problem. You want to go to a restaurant, take your family to a restaurant. You want to go to a park. You want to have some sport. No problem. It is good. A mu'min should be also active and look after his health, his psychological health, his physical health, his spiritual health, but not in haram. Pleasure is okay, but not haram pleasure. You want to go swimming, it's very good, but not to a mixed pool, then becomes haram. You want to go to a restaurant, it's very good, but a restaurant which serves halal, not a restaurant which serves haram or serves alcohol. So you spend time with your family, it's very good. But not spending time with a stranger woman or a stranger man and then laughing at each other and enjoying yourself. No. So Imam Kazim alayhi salam said, you divide your day into four parts. One part, munajat, whispering to Allah, ibadah. Second part, for earning halal. Third part, you spend with your brothers who give you advice, they are trustworthy, they really love you, they tell you your faults. And the fourth is for halal pleasure and amusement. So if you have such a balanced life, then physically, psychologically, and spiritually, you will grow and you would not have any problem. Inshallah, tomorrow we continue our discussion with some groups of people that Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have recommended us to find them and become their friends and spend time with them because we can benefit from them. Inshallah, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. ابتداعا مجددا میلاد با سعادت امام حسن مجتبی علیه السلام را خدمت همه شما عزیزان تبریک عرض میکنم و در صحبتی که داشتم اشاره کردم به بعضی از فضائل و ویژگی های اخلاقی حضرت و سپس بحث خودمون رو درباره برادری و دوستی ادامه دادیم. از جمله فضائل حضرت توجه عمیق به خداوند متعال و ارتباط بسیار نزدیک با خداوند متعال. حالا اینکه حضرت بارها پای پیاده به مکه رفتن، به حج رفتن و نقل شده که فرمودن من خجالت میکشم که با مرکب به خانه پروردگارم برم، اینا در کتاب ها آمده و ما فرصت نداریم مطرح کنیم. من از باب نمونه دو تا نقل رو مطرح کردم. یه نقل عرض کردم معاویه از یکی از قریش که در مدینه زندگی میکرد، حالا مهاجرت کرده بود به مدینه، گفت که برای من حسن ابن علی را توصیف کن. چه کار میکنه حسن ابن علی؟ چه جور آدمی است؟ این فرد که ظاهرش هم اینه که شیعه نبوده، چون میگه یا امیرالمومنین، به معاویه میگه یا امیرالمومنین، میگه ای امیرالمومنین، حسن ابن علی مشیش و روشش اینه، هر روز بعد از نماز صبح در مسجد پیغمبر خدا رو عبادت میکنه تا طلوع فجر. بعد از طلوع فجر یک پشتی، بالشی، چیزی حضرت یا بالاخره دیواری تکیه میده، تمام اهل شرف، افراد مهم با شخصیت، متدینین میان با حضرت صحبت میکنن، ملاقات میکنن در همون مسجد، مسائل، مشکلات، راهنمایی ها همه رو حضرت بهش رسیدگی میکنن. بعد که هوا دیگه داره روشن میشه و خورشید دیگه داره نمایان میشه، حضرت مسجد پیغمبر رو ترک میکنن و میرن اول سر میزنن به امهات المؤمنین، به همسران پیغمبر، به اینها سر میزنن و گاهی تحفه های هدایایی به اینها میدن، بعد میره منزل خودش. معاویه گفت ما با او هیچ نسبتی نداریم، رفتار ما، زندگی ما اصلا با او هیچ تناسبی نداره. این گزارشی است که یک فردی که بالاخره از نزدیکان معاویه هست راجع به امام حسن مجتبی علیه السلام میده. داستان دیگری هم نقل کردم که بسیار معروفه، که فردی، حالا در این نقلی که من نقل کردم نمیگه از شام، در بعضی جای دیگه گفتن از اهل شام، ولی به هر حال یک کسی بوده که بغض امیرالمؤمنین و امام حسن رو داشته، به مدینه میاد و زاد و توشش تمام میشه، از مردم کمک میخواد، میگه من غریبم اینجا، کی میتونه تو این شهر به من کمک کنه؟ میگن فقط باید بری پیش حسن ابن علی. میگه من اصلا همه یه گرفتاریام و مشکلاتم از دست این و پدرشه، شما به من میگید من برم پیش اون؟ گفتن هیچ کسی نیست به تو کمک بکنه. میره خدمت حضرت از ناچاری و بدون اینکه حضرت شماتتی بکنن، سرزنشی بکنن، امر بزاد و راحلتن، هم فرمود بهش زاد و توشه بدن، هم گفت یه مرکبی بهش بدن، یعنی نخواست حضرت فقط از سر خودش بازش کنه بگی خب الان یه چیزی بهش بدید بره، نه، بهش مرکب هم داد که بتونه برگرده خونش، که بعد گفت الله اعلم حیث و یجعل رسالته، خدا میداند که رسالت خودش را در چه جایگاهی و در چه خاندانی قرار بده، بی خود نیست که شما خاندان رسالت شدید. بعد ادامه دادیم به بحث خودمون درباره برادری و دوستی و عرض کردیم که در روایات ما سفارش شده که بعد از آزمایش و امتحان و اختبار افراد را به دوستی انتخاب بکنید. بعضی نمونه هاش اون وقت امروز مطرح کردیم، از جمله در یک روایتی نقل کردیم که امام فرمودند دو ویژگی را باید در برادرتون بیابید و الا فعذب، فاصله بگیرید. امام صادق علیه السلام، یکی فرمودند که محافظت بر نماز در وقت خودش، اگر کسی نماز نمیخواند تکلیفش معلومه، اگر در نماز کاهلی میکند، نمازش رو تأخیر میندازه، هر وقت هیچ کاری نداشته باشه نمازش رو میخونه، اینم فایده نداره. کسی که شما به عنوان دوست نزدیک، به عنوان برادر، امین خودتون، امین خانوادتون میخواید انتخاب کنید، یک، ببینید نمازش را پاکیزه اول وقت انجام میده یا نه؟ دو، آیا به برادران و دوستانش در زمان سختی و آسانی کمک میکنه یا نه؟ با دیگران چجور رفتار کرده؟ آیا اونها را در مشکلاتشون تنها گذاشته، فقط در وقت خوشی باهاشون بوده یا همواره با اونها بوده؟ شما فکر نکن شما استثنایید. اگر یک کسی سابقه ای دارد که نشون میده با مثلا شریکای تجاریش بد بوده، خب شما نرو با شریک بشو. اگه کسی رفته چند تا ازدواج کرده، اون خانوما رو اذیت کرده،
یا شوهرشو اذیت کرده. خب شما فکر نکن که حالا میتونی معجزه کنی. و همینطور اگه یه کسی رفیقاشو اذیت کرده یا رها کرده، خب شما رو هم میکنه. پس اگر میخواید کسی را به عنوان اخوان ثقه، مورد اعتماد، امین انتخاب کنید، روی این محافظت بر نماز و روی نیکی کردن به دوستان در وقت مشکلات دقت کنید. دو سه تا روایت دیگر هم خوندم که دیگه فرصت نیست، انشاءالله این بحث رو ادامه میدیم فردا. از خداوند متعال میخواهیم که به برکت امام حسن مجتبی علیه السلام انشاءالله به ما توفیق این را بدهد که بتوانیم اون اخلاق و بزرگواری های حسنی را انشاءالله در وجود خودمون داشته باشیم و انشاءالله در دنیا و آخرت با اهل بیت محشور باشیم. الحمدلله رب العالمین.